Okay, let's see a show of hands. Do we want to listen to the great one talk about technology? How many people want to hear technology? Raise your hands. Okay. Or do we want to hear the great one make fun of millennials? Raise your hand if you want the great one to make fun of millennials. All right, there it is. The people have spoken. Democracy at work. Millennials it is. Well, but great one. What about it? We'll do technology just later. We're going to make fun of millennials. I went out with my friends last night drinking. I've just lost it, man. I just ripped some assholes. They started whining about Trump, and I'm like, so are you still obsessed about Donald Trump? I'm not obsessed with Donald Trump. I'm like, yes, you are. Every conversation that you have, you talk about Donald Trump. That would be the definition of obsession. Right? It's like every podcast I do, I talk about girls because I am obsessed with girls. I talk about natural selection because I am obsessed with natural selection. You know that I'm obsessed with these things because you listen to the podcast, you hear me bringing these up every time, and you're not stupid. I'm not going to stand here and pretend I'm not obsessed with natural selection and girls. And so for some fucking idiot, yeah, he's my friend, but he's still an idiot, to fucking tell me he's not obsessed with Donald Trump, even though every conversation I have had with him since Donald Trump has been elected has to involve references to Donald Trump's Twitter feed. The man is obsessed with Donald Trump. And then there's the chick. There's the girl. She's the one I told you she got pregnant accidentally. And she doesn't want to get an abortion because her previous abortion was so traumatic, she doesn't want to go through another one. So she's going to have the kid anyway, so the kid's life is already ruined because she's just going to spit the thing out, even though she said she doesn't like children and she doesn't want children. She's spitting it out for no reason other than she doesn't want to go get an abortion because it's traumatic. You know, she starts in about the fucking self-cannibalism of the Hollywood left raping each other, and I'm just, well, yeah, I mean, all of these, I told her, I said, well, all these guys were leftist. It's like, no, they're not, they're all men. I said, no, they're all leftist men. And she got pissed, and then we had some other shit, and I just, it was one of those things where something, she said something about how women are equal, and I just laughed right in her face, because I can't take it anymore, I really can't. I'm not going to sit here and listen to women tell me they're equal any fucking more. I'm just not. I'm at the point where when a fucking woman says to me, women are equal, I'm just going to laugh in your face. We're done. We, the royal we, and by the royal, I mean I, we, the great one himself, we are fucking done with women pretending to be equal, especially women who accidentally get pregnant. Anyway, none of that has anything to do with millennials because neither of these people are millennials. What's up, y'all? I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can send email to God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. We are here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins on the 21st of December in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. Outside, it is 20 degrees. There's snow on the ground. And I have a big smile on my face because I don't have to go outside. Don't have to go nowhere near cold and snow. Brewing up the hot tea right now, not the hot E. I'd like to be brewing up a hot E. See, there we go, girls. See, I'm obsessed. I'm not. There you go. Great one. You bring up girls in every podcast. Well, I'm not obsessed with girls. Hey, dumbass, you bring up Donald Trump in every conversation. Are you still obsessed with him?
I'm not obsessed with Donald Trump.
Yes. Yes, you are. And I understand why. Because even though this guy is a man, I'm supposed to be making fun of millennials. I'll get to that. Even though he's a man, he's really a woman. And you know, he wants Donald Trump to have sex with him, just like all these other women do. That's why they all went to Washington and paraded around displaying their pussy hats, right? When a woman shows her vagina to a man, that's because she wants to have sex with him. That's why women do that. Hang on, I'm doing my tea bag. Not that kind of tea bag. Everybody relax. Don't get all excited. I'm not rubbing my nutsack on the microphone or anything. Oh, today the website of the day is tradthought.com. TRADTHOT.com. Tradthought. I hope I'm pronouncing thought correctly. Thought. Anyhow, I wanted to buy tradthought.com and it was already gone. Now I thought about getting Thought or Not, because you guys remember the website Hot or Not? You upload your picture and people would vote if you are hot or not hot. So you could do a website Thought or Not. Somebody already has the domain. Thoughtornot.com, you go there and you have like pictures of chicks and you vote. Is she a thought or is she not a thought? Some of you are saying, what the hell is a thought? See, I only learned this word, I don't know, a week ago maybe? Thank you, internet. The educational opportunities of the internet. I had no idea that thought was even a word, much less what it meant. Now, I know what it is, and I'm not obsessed with thoughts or anything like that. I'm just going to talk about thoughts for the entire rest of the podcast, but I'm not obsessed with it. No. Just because I keep bringing it up, I'm not obsessed with it. Just because every conversation I bring up Donald Trump's Twitter feed, I'm not obsessed with Donald Trump. No, not one bit. Oh, and then they're all worried. I love this. For 8 years of Obama, there's not a word. Now, all of a sudden, these two people are worried about the national deficit. And I'm just looking at them, and one of them says, wasn't there a time when the national deficit was paid off? I'm like, well, yeah, in the Clinton era, it was really, really low. I'm like, how do you guys not know this stuff? And I said something to the effect of, why are you having an opinion on things you know nothing about? They didn't like that either. But I'm serious. I am fucking done. I am so finished with entertaining stupid people when they say stupid shit. I'm just fucking sick of it. Anyway, moving on, because I'm obsessed with, I don't want to talk about this the whole time. It'd be a great one. You're obsessed with these two idiots. Why do you keep hanging out with them? Well, because it's entertaining. It gives me podcast material. This is like my contact with the stupid people. Wait, actually, all of my contact with pretty much the entire human race is my contact with the stupid people. I mean, look, when we live in a world where grown men take a shit and then pretend it's a baby. Yeah. Okay. Drinking my hot tea. Not slurping in the microphone. There's this guy I work with at Weyland-Yutani. Whenever he drinks, he goes and slurps on the fucking cup. Oh, I just want to slap him so hard. I know we all have our bad habits. Well, except for me. I'm perfect, of course. And except for women, because they have a hole between their legs. And so, of course, they are absolutely perfect in every way whatsoever. Stop slurping. All right, here we go. This is from, we got some articles from the CSU Collegian. This is from October the 26th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2017. Got three of them here. This is great. This is going to be a fun time. Cultural appropriation on Halloween explained. And by the way, I have not read these. I've just glanced at them. So this is mostly cold. We'll see how this goes. For some, Halloween is a fun holiday. For others, it's a day of frustration. So we start off, but see, some people are frustrated on Halloween. And of course, as a heterosexual white man with a job, it is my job to manage their emotions for them. So there's these other people, they're frustrated by Halloween. So I need to change my behavior so they're not frustrated, because they can't manage their own emotions. This is the first indicator you are not my equal. If I have to manage your emotions for you, we are not equal. We are not equal. We are not equal. We are not equal. Cultural appropriation, according to Cambridge English Dictionary, is, I love when millennials look words up in the dictionary. And then the definition in the dictionary. Quote, the act of taking or using things from a culture that is not your own, especially without showing that you understand or respect this culture, unquote. You know, kind of like the way all of you non-white people are using our language, our electricity, our automobiles, our roads, our air conditioning, our bicycles, our computers, our cell phones, our internet, our flush toilets, our vaccinations, our modern medicine. Yeah, you know, that kind of a cultural appropriation. Whether it's blackface, traditional Native American garb, like taking a shit and pretending it's a baby, or strapping on a quincera dress and a tiara, it's cultural appropriation, and it's an issue at Colorado State University each year. Oh, it's an issue. Because you millennials don't really have any problems in your lives yet. Because your student loans and your worthless degrees and your debt and your venereal diseases and your broken psyches and your inability to figure out what gender you are. None of this is really blown up in your face yet because you're too young for all the problems inherent in your bad choices to be as of yet manifesting themselves. And so you have to create problems like this in order for you to go forth and feel like you're doing something about them, in order for you to have some sort of sense of self-worth. Because you don't have any self-worth, if I can talk, because you're not worth anything and you know it. Assistant Director of the Native American Cultural Center, Tiffany Kelly. Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm the assistant director. Right, hang on. Let me fire up Google. I want to see if I can find a picture of Tiffany Kelly. Oh, boy. All right, we're going to have some fun tonight. All right, here we go. Googleverse. Google.com. Here's a great one. Why don't you use DuckDuckGo? I use DuckDuckGo for some stuff, but for something like this, Google sometimes does, I don't know if I want to say a better job. Well, no, I am going to say it. Sometimes Google does seem to do a better job of getting what the fuck I want. Tiffany, how she spell her name? T-I-F, yes, okay, I did misspell it. Okay, I'm pretty sure that's not her. Oh, here it is. Tiffany Kelly interview on the YouTubes. Oh, God, she's fat. Her tip for... Her speaks on a tip for first-time attendees to what? NASPA. All right, she's just shut up. What is... Yeah, she is not attractive. If you are visualizing Tiffany... The way I was visualizing Tiffany, nope, not even close. What is National of Stone? What? Oh, NASPA Student Affairs Administration in Higher Education. Okay, how do you get the abbreviation, or not, what do you call that thing, like NASA, National Aeronautics Space Administration? It's not an abbreviation, it's a whatever the fuck you call that. I could look it up in a dictionary. How do you get NASPA from Student Affairs Administration in Higher Education? They don't even have the same letters in them, and the letters that are in both are not in the same order. We empower student affairs practitioners. What is a student affair practitioner? Is that like having sex with your students? We empower student affairs practitioners working in higher ed to serve the changing academic, emotional, and social needs of today's diverse student population. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, kill me. Here it is. Okay. This was formerly known as the National Association of Student Personnel Administrators. That sounds Orwellian. But they changed their name to Student Affairs Administrators in Higher Education, but they still call themselves NASPA. Makes total sense. Absolutely. Oh, here's their guiding principles. Inclusion seeking, ways to ensure access, voice, acknowledgement, opportunity, and participation at all levels. Innovate. Continuously seeking improvement through new and creative approaches. Integrity, committed to high moral principles, exhibiting authentic, honest, just, and ethical behavior. Once again, guys, when you have to tell people that you're going to exhibit ethical behavior, it's because you're not exhibiting ethical behavior. If you're exhibiting ethical behavior, people will know this from watching the behavior you exhibit. Inquiry, supporting research and scholarship, in other words, parasitism on the taxpayers, to add to the knowledge base of the profession and ensure that data informs practice. Okay, I still don't know what these people do, and I could probably try reading this and find out. I don't have time for this shit because I'm going to die one day, and I don't give a fuck. All right, here's their website. Let me hit the about. Is dedicated to enhancing the success of state pharmacy associations? Oh, I think this is a different NASPA. So maybe if somebody else has the phrase, yes, this is the National Alliance of State Pharmacy Associations. So maybe if you're calling your organization the NASPA and somebody else has NSPA and NSPA isn't even the initials of your organization anymore, maybe you should change that. Oh, but wait, you're a bunch of fucking retards. Liberal arts degree. Anyway, Tiffany is not attractive. That's all. That's the take-home point of the last 5 minutes of rambling. I know that you, like I, were picturing Tiffany as a long-haired blonde bimbo in a bikini from California. Not so much. Tiffany Kelly offered words of advice for those looking to avoid appropriating cultures this Halloween. I know I got up in the morning. I said, I'm going to avoid appropriating some culture. I'm going to go to Tiffany and get some advice about how to do that. Quote, try to understand what the communities are facing and know that it goes beyond just hurting our feelings, unquote. Yeah, see, it's more than just hurting your feelings. It's also no, actually, it's just hurting your feelings. And I don't care about your feelings. Kelly pointed out that costumes like sexy Indian perpetuate harmful stereotypes of Native American women. Right, because there are no attractive Native American women. Notably because they are most... No! All right. Kelly pointed out that costumes like sexy Indian perpetuate harmful stereotypes of Native American women, notably because they are the most likely group to suffer sexual assault. Okay, I want to see statistics. How many Native American women are being raped by white men? Probably not many, because Native American women are not attractive. Aside from that, are they really women or are they not women? Do they have mystical powers? Are they not men who are menstruating because they cut themselves between the legs? I mean, are they women, not men? How do you tell the difference? God, I'm fucking racist. So racist. Great one. You don't have to tell us you're racist. We know you're racist because you're standing here being racist. If I have to tell you I'm racist, that means I'm not racist. So now I'm not racist. But again, let's see some stats on this. Why most likely, whatever. If you're curious as to what exactly is offensive to a culture, Kelly also has some advice. Quote, come into one of the diversity offices and ask. It doesn't give you a pass to wear a bad costume, but it's an opportunity to educate yourself. Unquote. Remember, this is aimed at millennials who, of course, have not educated themselves in 12 years of public education. They have not educated themselves in however many years they've been in college already. They can't educate themselves on the internet. They can't educate them. They have to go to the diversity office and get educated there. The idea of cultural appropriation in Halloween sparks debates every year. And this time around, people are focusing on Mona, the protagonist in a Disney movie set in ancient Polynesia. What if you people had lives? What if you had something to do? What if you had a purpose in being alive? What if you had a reason to get out of bed in the morning? Other than being a victim. According to Suchi Verma, a sophomore studying computer sciences, this costume is acceptable. Quote, I think it's fine because they want to dress like Mona, not the stereotypical Pacific Islander. But don't dress like a different culture if you have no knowledge about the culture and its traditions. Unquote. Additionally, Verma offered advice to those who can't seem to find a costume. Quote, if you can't think of anything to dress up as, then wear a unicorn onesie, because everyone at CSU is a unicorn and a wonderful person. Unquote. Hold it. If everybody at CSU is a wonderful person, then how are you having all these problems with cultural appropriation? How is it that there's all these people on the CSU campus who are racist, sexist, homophobic? You've got the Republic. Well, there's plenty of dissent. There's lots of sexual. I mean, hold it. Wait. Okay. What are the statistics right now? Last time I checked, like what, 7 out of every 2 college girls have been raped 3 times a day for their entire lives? Okay, if everyone on CSU is a unicorn, then does that mean all the men that are running around raping all of these helpless, defenseless women, who are, of course, equal to me, are those rapists? Are they also unicorns? The university is also taking steps to preemptively prevent cultural appropriation on Halloween around campus. Really? According to Laura Giles, director of Residence Life, her department has created a bulletin board that expands on the concept. The board is designed to, quote, provide education and a starting point for conversations with residents, unquote. I love when liberals say they want to have conversations. You ever tried to have a conversation with a liberal? You're racist. You're sexist. No, it's just that you can't get accidentally pregnant. It's impossible to accidentally get pregnant. To accidentally get pregnant, you have to accidentally not know where babies come from, accidentally have sex with a man not wearing a condom, accidentally have penetrative sex, accidentally let the man come inside of you, accidentally not be on birth control, accidentally not use a female condom, accidentally not use spermicide foam, accidentally not utilize anal sex instead of vaginal sex, accidentally not take a Plan B pill the next morning, accidentally not get an abortion, and accidentally not put the child up for adoption. Okay, you can't do that. That is impossible. Unless you're a fucking vegetable. If you're a vegetable, actually, most women are vegetables. I was going to say, if you're a vegetable, you're in a coma, you're in a hospital bed, right? You have no consciousness. Okay, maybe you could accidentally get pregnant. No, that's still not an accident. That's just against your will. I don't know how I got there. Anyway, let's go back to having conversations. The bulletin boards are in the residence halls, and there are digital posters also. Beyond that, the president's Multicultural Student Advisory Committee, yes, that's a real thing apparently, has launched an initiative here on campus to help prevent cultural appropriation. In other words, we're going to prevent white people who have lives from having any fun. The committee decided to bring a campaign from Ohio State University, because they were not creative enough to create their own campaign, to CSU. The campaign uses posters to highlight various cultures being appropriated, contrasted against an image of someone from that particular culture. Each poster also reads, "We're a culture, not a costume." Joe Tenner, a graduate student studying education and human resources. A graduate student studying education and human resources and chair of PMSAC said the initiative was brought to CSU for a purpose. Yes, it was to give him meaning in life because he can't create his own meaning. Quote, "Our goal with this initiative is to show students that it is not appropriate." I hate the word appropriate. I really do. Things that set me off, okay? Women telling me they accidentally got pregnant while claiming to be my equal. Another thing that sets me off is people who use the word appropriate. It is not appropriate. Our goal with this initiative is to show students that it is not appropriate to dress as an identity or culture for Halloween, Tenner said. Quote, "Oftentimes, Halloween costumes that portray identities or cultures can embody hurtful stereotypes and perpetuate them even more," unquote. Asexual students on identity, experiences of intolerance. Sex is a defining feature of college. Right, unlike getting an education, open debate, learning to think critically, thinking for yourself, you know, those things are absolutely not defining features of college. But sex is a defining feature of college. This is written by Maddie Wright. Let's look up Maddie Wright. Let's see if she's cute or not. Hot or not? Thought or not? Uh-huh. Let's see. Maddie Wright. Oh, wait. It's got her Twitter handle is right here. No, that's not her. That chick's kind of cute, but that's not her. Now I'm still here. Hang on. Just everyone relax. Twitter.com. All right. See if we get. Questionable as to whether or not that's a boy or a girl from this picture. Yep. All right. Can't tell. That's a little hottie right there, but that's not her. Sex is a defining feature of college, but for people who identify as asexual, this aspect is experienced differently. Some people are confused about what asexuality is. Are they really confused, or do they just not give a shit? What is it? How can someone feel this way? Isn't it something only taught in biology? Why should anyone give a fuck? Why do you need to take the fact that you call yourself an asexual and shove it in my face and expect special treatment? Quote, asexuality is a lack of sexual attraction, unquote, says Vivi Driscoll, a junior music education major. So yes, when I am looking to have words applied to sexual behavior defined for me, I always go forth and find music education majors. Because when you're majoring in music education, you are obviously an expert on human sexuality. Which is interesting, because how can you be an expert on human sexuality when every single individual has their own special snowflake gender? There are 7 billion different genders, therefore it would be impossible to be an expert on this. Oh, but wait, you're a music education major. Never mind. The asexual experience is different for everyone. Right, some people who are asexual experience it as not having sex. Other people who are asexual experience it as not having sex. And then there's these other people over here, they're asexual, they experience asexuality as not having sex. But it's different for everyone, because everyone's a snowflake! There are varying degrees of asexuality, according to Chaos Falder, a junior mathematics major. Well, at least Chaos is majoring in mathematics. That's actually pretty fucking funny. Your name is Chaos and you major in mathematics. I don't know if this is a guy or a chick. Let's find out. That's not what I want. That's not what I'm asexual. That's not what I want. Here we go. All right. Thought or not? Chaos Falder. So you type Chaos Falder into Google image search, and the third picture is a picture of Donald Trump. And then there's another picture of Donald Trump. Interesting. Here's a thought. No, not a thought. Not a thought. A thought. All right, I don't know. I can't. I don't have time. All right, at least he's a math major. But still, does being a mathematics major make you an expert on human sexuality, especially when there's 7 billion different fucking forms of human sexuality? Some people who identify as asexual are commonly... Some people who identify as asexual, commonly referred to as ace, are not attracted to the idea of sex. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe some of them just have standards, because when you think about it, there aren't that many people out there worth having sex with anymore. I mean, there's days when I feel like an ace. We can't call it, I'm an ace. I'm not asexual. I'm not interested in sex. I'm an ace. God knows there's days when I am not interested in sex. Not talking about technology. I have got to do some making fun of OkCupid and the women on there. You know, I'm dead serious here, guys. There are times when I'm feeling horny because I'm a man and I like girls. Oh, look, I'm talking about girls again. I must be obsessed with them. I mean, no, of course I'm not obsessed with girls. There are times when I really want to put my dick inside something. And so every once in a while, I'll go back on the OkCupid to check it out and see if there anything has improved over there. And not just the chicks, but the actual website itself is getting worse and worse. And that's something I want to talk about. What I'm thinking about doing is doing a video where I create an account and go on the OkCupid and just view the profiles and just shred them and just record all of it with the screen so you can see the pictures and everything. I'm thinking about doing that. You know, put it over on the YouTubes and monetize it. I wonder if I could monetize that one. Then I could never work again because I could be a professional YouTuber and I could make money. And then when YouTube cuts my advertising, I could make a video and I could beg for money and say, "Oh, you give me money on Patreon." Oh, wait a minute, but I don't have titties. God damn it, if only I had titties. Damn, if I had titties, I'd be rich. That's the thing. And again, every time I hear some fucking woman whining about money, sweetheart. Anyway, moving on. Where did I go? Where was I going? Where did I come from? What was I fucking talking about? How did I get here? Where am I going? Oh! There's days when I'm feeling horny and I'll go on the OkCupid to see if anything has improved, and it never has. And I read 3, 4, 5 profiles written by these women. It's like, it just kills the boner. You want something, I'm serious, guys, if you're out there, I'm being 100% serious about this. I know that there are men out there who are like, quote unquote, addicted. We know that there's no such thing as addiction. There's a book. It's called Addiction is a Choice. You should read it. There is no fucking such thing as addiction. There is only choices. But you're addicted to masturbating because you're horny. What the fuck? I don't know. Dude, guys, I'm telling you. Because some people are like, well, if you're horny, you could take a cold shower or you think about baseball, whatever, right? If you're trying to do the no masturbating thing. Here's my tip to you. If you're trying to avoid masturbating, go on OkCupid and just start reading the fucking drivel that these women write about themselves and what they... I like to chill, smoke dope, and watch Netflix. And I'm a mom of 3 children, and if you can't handle that, you're just not man enough for me. If you want to kill your boner, if you want to destroy your sexual attraction to women, go on OkCupid and look at these. I'm not making this up. You'll see these pictures of this giant fat chick, and she'll write on there, "Don't you contact me, fuck boys. I'm not going to have sex with you." And you're looking at this 300-pound behemoth with facial piercings and tattoos. It's like, no one wants to have sex with you. Your opinion of yourself. Yeah, it means there are those of you out there who think that there are women who are fives and sixes who think they're nines and tens. If you go on OkCupid, you will see women who are twos and threes who think they are nines and tens. It will destroy any sexual urges you have to mate with women. Trust me on this, because I have killed many a boners by looking at OkCupid. I go on there wanting to fucking have sex with a girl, and 15 minutes later, I don't want to see a woman for the next month. That is how fucking terrible they are. And that's why I really need to fucking make fun of this. Others can feel sexual attraction on occasion, depending on the emotional connection they have with their partner. Well, that's really novel. You know, being sexually attracted to someone you have an emotional connection with. Well, that's really, then again, for a millennial, that probably is really novel. There are a lot of examples of acephobia and general intolerance towards people who identify as asexual. Actually, there are not. Now, you can show unto me examples of intolerance towards Muslims, Native Americans who are men but pretend they're pregnant and take a shit and pretend that the shit is a baby. You can show me intolerance towards black people, intolerance towards retarded people. You can show me intolerance towards homosexuals. You can show me intolerance towards dwarfs. You cannot show me an actual example of intolerance towards people who are not interested in sex. If I'm walking down the street and I see somebody, I can tell if they're Native American or black or a dwarf, or if they're taking a shit and pretending it's a baby. When you look at a person, you can't figure out if they're interested in sex or not. There is no intolerance towards asexual people to be found. None. None. Not unless you're running around like on OkCupid, where the bimbos will come on there and say, I am asexual and I'm only looking for friends. And you have to be at least 6 feet tall, and I have 3 children, and if you can't handle that, you're not man enough to be friends with me. Okay, if you're not interested in sex and you're asexual, how did you get children? Oh, did you accidentally get pregnant? Were you walking down the stairs and you tripped and you landed on a guy's dick? Is that what happened? Let me back up so it makes sense. There are a lot of examples of acephobia and general intolerance towards people who identify as asexual. These can be seen in multiple microaggressions that frequently stem from a lack of understanding. Okay, are you going to give us any examples of these microaggressions? I bet you're not. But let's read on. Let's see if the great one is wrong. Let's see if we get some actual documentable, practical examples of these microaggressions that illustrate acephobia. Because people are so scared of you because you don't like sex. I know, I'm terrified of people who don't like sex. That just scares the shit out of me. You know, that's just like because I'm so scared of homosexuals because I'm afraid it might be contagious or something. You know, for homosexuals, no one is homophobic. The only people who are scared of you is 8-year-old boys. That's it. The rest of us, we're not scared of you. We just want you to shut up, get a job, and stop being a parasite. You can have all the butt sex with men you want. I don't care. I just don't want to have to hear about it, and I don't want to have to pay for it. If you could just have your butt sex on your time, with your money, you could have all the butt sex you want. I honest to fucking God don't care. I'm not just saying that. I fucking mean it. If you could just grow the fuck up and be an adult, you can have all the butt sex with men you want. I don't fucking care. But you have to shove it down my fucking throat and you have to make me pay for it. That's why I hate you. I don't hate you because you're homosexual. I hate you because you're a parasite. quote, "I'm outish to my family, but they don't really get it. I've told them, but they don't think it's real. My sister told me that if I had come out as a lesbian, they would have been behind me 100%, but because I came out as an ace, they were like, but how? That's something you get a lot. How could you not do that?" Unquote. Chaos Falder said. So apparently Chaos is a female, or perhaps a female trapped in a male's body, or perhaps a Native American who cuts itself between the legs and pretends to be menstruating. I don't know what Chaos is. It's still pretty cool that Chaos is named Chaos and is majoring in mathematics, because I give credit where credit is due. That's still pretty fucking cool. Chaos is, however, obviously an idiot, which just goes to show, once again, guys, just because you major in STEM, it's like you vote, just because you voted for Donald Trump doesn't mean you're not an idiot. Okay, just because you're majoring in mathematics, you can still be a dumbass. Some asexual people still feel romantic attraction, though sometimes their partners do not fully understand it. Why would you be a fucking partner with someone who doesn't like sex? Now, if you're also asexual, okay, that I get, but then they would understand, right? If you have two people who are aces, I'm an ace. Are you an ace? I'm an ace. I'm an ace too. Oh my God. Together we make a deuce. If you're an ace and your partner's with an ace, then you should understand being an ace. But if you're not an ace, if you like sex, why would you be partners with someone who doesn't want to have sex? Wait a minute. Actually, that's what 70% of married relationships, where the wife doesn't want sex and the man does. Never mind. I'm wrong about that one. The most common thing I get is usually from romantic relationships where it's like, you love me less. And asking if it's a measurement of love capabilities, which obviously is not true. When we do reach a point where sexual interaction happens, they tend to expect it more often, unquote, Driscoll said. Who the fuck is Driscoll? Oh, Viva Driscoll. When we do reach a point where sexual interaction happens, they tend to expect it more often. Yes, the person you're dating is going to expect you to have sex with he, she, it. How dare the person I'm dating expect me to have sex with them? The fuck is wrong with you people? Don't you understand I'm an ace? You should take me out to dinner. You should buy me stuff. You should bring me presents. But you can't expect me to have sex with you. In general, we're generalizing now. In general, people tend to value romantic or sexual relationships over platonic ones. Really? You mean the people you are romantically or sexually involved with are more important to you than your friends? No shit? Really? This is something that people who identify as ace feel the harmful effects of. See, once again, it is a harmful for you to value your romantic and sexual relationships more than these people that you are not romantic and sexual with. Because see, you're giving more of your time and money to the people you are being romantic and sexual with than you are to these parasites. I mean, aces. How dare you fucking discriminate against aces by valuing the people you are romantic and sexual with more than you value the aces. This is what ace phobia looks like, and we have to exterminate it. We have to stop people from being ace phobic. We need laws. That's what we need. We need some more laws. Quote, "So it's really difficult knowing that most of the time, no matter how close I am to somebody, they'll always view my relationship with them as lesser. And that's a really damaging viewpoint I think a lot of people have," unquote, Falder said. Yes, if you're not going to have sex with me, you will always be lesser to me than someone I am having sex with. That is just the... How is it you people think you're so fucking intelligent but you don't understand basic human behavior? Yes, people I am having sex with are more important to me than people I'm not having sex with. This is something to keep in your mind no matter what your sexual or romantic identities are, according to Fulder. It is pretty easy and common to toss friends aside as soon as you start dating someone. Often people value their spouse's opinions over their friends. Okay, see, once again, this is just these people want attention. These are a bunch of people they don't want to put out, but they want attention. Think, oh my God, my friend is having sex with somebody else and not giving me as much attention as I was getting before. This is not a microaggression against you because you're an ace. This is you wanting attention because you're insecure. Quote, I think acknowledging that it's harmful and toxic is really helpful. And applying that to sexual relationships as well, because sexual relationships aren't above platonic ones, because it took me so long to realize I wasn't lesser because I wasn't romantic or sexual, unquote, Fulder said. Yes, they are. Platonic relationships are less important than sexual and romantic relationships. Yes, they are. Once again, you don't want to have sex with other people for whatever reason, but you want the benefits of having sex with other people, right? You don't want to have sex with people, but you want people to give you the amount of attention they would give you if you were having sex with them. Recognizing the difference between romantic and sexual orientations is also important. One may be asexual, but still feel romantic attraction. Being aware that asexuality exists and is valid, it's not valid, it's is a step towards fighting ace phobia and allowing those who do identify as asexual to feel safe and loved. Okay, once again, you still haven't shown me how anyone's afraid of you. See, notice how not giving the ace enough attention is the same as being afraid of them. See, you're discriminating against them because you're not giving them attention because, as it says here, they need to feel safe and loved, but they don't want to put out. Quote, I'm pretty open. I don't hide it from anyone. I've got buttons for both asexuality and aromantic on my backpack. And if anyone asks, I'll tell them, unquote, Fulder said. Yes, so again, you're walking around advertising that you're asexual, that you're aromantic, that you're an ace, that you want attention, and when people don't give you attention and don't give you praise and don't make you feel safe and loved because it's their job to manage your emotions because you can't do it yourself, now you've been microaggressed against, and now we have to hear about how acephobic we are. But just because people who identify as asexual exist in this space, it does not mean they feel comfortable or accepted. Because but it's not our job. It's not the job of the other 7 billion people on the planet Earth to make you feel comfortable and accepted. Nobody makes me feel comfortable or accepted. I have to do that myself. You're not my equal. Shut up. Acephobia is real and ultimately detrimental, according to Fulder. And Fulder is an expert on this. Fulder is majoring in mathematics. He, she, it is a junior in college. Fulder knows everything. Look how detrimental. You still haven't explained to me how this is detrimental, other than you can't manage your own emotions. Quote, I've never, I don't think, blown up at anyone about it, but it's gotten to me a couple of times, unquote, Fulder said. So once again, it's gotten to you that other people aren't kissing your ass and giving you the attention and the love and the safety that you need. It pisses you off. You get angry that other people aren't managing your emotions for you. Well, you need to manage your own emotions. They're your emotions. You need to manage them. For resources relating to asexuality and other sexual identities, go to CSU's Pride Resource Center. Oh, they're so proud. Oh, I'm proud. Located in Laurie Student Center, room 232. You know, you evil, racist, sexist, ace-phobic, heterosexual white men who have jobs, you need to stop valuing your girlfriends that are actually having sex with you and providing you with romantic and emotional support. You need to stop valuing them more than you value the aces in the community around you. And you need to get out there right now and you need to find those aces and you need to make them feel safe and loved. You need to manage their emotions for them because they're equal to you. It's just a love.